Hello and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the treaties of peace and friendship first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Erica Butler. It's Tuesday, July 20th. Coming up on today's show, we visit the Mount Allison campus to talk with a group of international high school students who are spending their summer break in Sackville after pandemic travel restrictions made it difficult for them to return home. But first, Sackville Town Council meets tonight to discuss their input to the municipal reform process in New Brunswick. Changes to how local service districts and municipalities are organized and taxed are on the table as the province tackles local governance reform. The minister in charge of the massive project, Danielle Alain, has promised further in-person consultations will happen this fall after the province releases a What We Heard document about their last round of consultations in May. Sackville is one of many municipalities contributing formal submissions in reaction to a green paper released by the province in April. Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud says that tonight council will take a stab at agreeing on what the focus of their submission should be.
Well, it was felt that our council really should solidify its position in regards to municipal reform and what was presented in the green paper. We had the opportunity to speak with the minister virtually back here a couple of months ago, and several of us have been participating in the different consultation groups that have been taking place, and we felt it important to basically get in writing what we feel as a municipality should be the focus. So we're going to be talking about that as a council, and hopefully what we get from that is a firm note off to the minister indicating here's the key areas, here's where Sackville's position is on the pillars, etc.
Sackville Town Council meets at 6:30 p.m. at Sackville Town Hall. The meeting will be streamed on YouTube, and people can participate by reserving a spot in person or online via Microsoft Teams. In COVID-19 news, there were no new cases announced in the province yesterday, and with one recovery, there are now just 8 active cases in New Brunswick. Just over 400 vaccinations were reported Monday, a low not seen since mid-May. Just under 117,000 people need to get a second dose of a vaccine in order to meet the province's goal of 75% of eligible people vaccinated with 2 doses. At that point, the province intends to lift all public health restrictions related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Sackville Fire Department, the RCMP, and Ambulance New Brunswick responded to a fire and stabbing incident Monday morning in Westcock on Route 935. Corporal Brian Villers of the Sackville RCMP says police were called at 5:39 a.m. and upon arrival found a vehicle on fire. They later found a man who had been stabbed. Villers could not release if the man was taken to hospital in ambulance, though he did say the man attended to hospital to get treated for his injuries. No people were in the car that burned, said Villers. There were other people at the scene, but no arrests have been made. Shots were reported as part of the initial complaint, says Villers, but there was no evidence of shots at the scene. Villers could not say whether weapons were discovered at the scene or whether the incident is connected to other investigations in the Sackville area. Mount Allison is hosting 67 high school students who weren't able to return home this summer due to COVID-19 travel restrictions. The students are all part of the New Brunswick International Student Program. High school students come from all over the world to live in New Brunswick with host families and attend public high school here. The idea for a camp was born last year as the students faced the prospect of not being able to return home for a summer break. For this second pandemic summer, the camp found its home at Mount Allison. I caught up with 4 of the students, Bennett, Annie, Johan, and Mai, yesterday afternoon under a tent in the Mount Allison quad with the sound of heavy equipment in the background.
Hi, my name is Bennett. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Hamburg, Germany. Here in New Brunswick, I live in Fredericton and I'm going to the Leo Hayes High School. I've been here since January. I will stay here all the way till next summer and then I'm going back home to Germany. I think it's pretty cool. We're having a lot of fun, and it's great to see the other students and making a lot of new friends.
My name is Annie. I come from China, and I live in Longtan. I have not been back to China since grade 10 because the COVID started. And I stuck here forever.
Right. So this is your second summer because of COVID.
Yes, it is.
And how did you feel about finding out you'd be staying here, wouldn't be able to go home this summer?
Well, the first year is kind of bored, but the second year that I come to the camp, it's not bored, it's interesting. My favorite thing in the summer camp is the weekend trip. We can go many places that we've never been to before. So, for example, on Saturday, we go to the biggest cove in Nova Scotia, Halifax. And after that, we go shopping at the Halifax Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Yongha. My English name is Andrew. I'm from South Korea. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Bathurst.
So this is your first summer.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about not being able to go home this summer?
Not bad. I make new friends in here, at here. I miss my parents and my friend, but I like you.
So my name is Mai, and I'm from Vietnam, and I live in Fredericton too. Since September last year, maybe about 11 months, I'm 16 years old.
So this is the first summer that you're not able to go home this summer?
Yes, I'm not able to go home this summer.
How did you feel about that when you found that out?
Well, it was sad for me and my family and my friends in Vietnam too, yeah.
And how's it been going so far in Sackville?
It is a very nice place to visit, and it's fun. I meet new friends and make new friends. We have fun here, yeah.
What was your favorite thing that you've done so far?
I think spending time with new friends. I made 3 new friends, and they are all Japanese. And I hope we can stay in touch because they are really nice people to hang out with and talk to. Like, they are my people. And yes. Yeah.
Thanks, May. Thank you.
Those are some of the 67 international high school students who are spending their summer break at Mount Allison University in Sackville. The students have been making the rounds in Sackville. Mai says she really loves the macaron at Ada's Cafe, and Bennett is enjoying the Manet pool. Debbie Walls is the district administrator for the New Brunswick International Student Program. She worked with Manet's manager of ancillary services, Andy Hubert, to make the camp happen in Sackville.
I'm Debbie Walls. I am the district administrator for the New Brunswick International Student Program. So I work in Bathurst, out of the Bathurst office. And I coordinate all the efforts working with coordinators in the north. So the New Brunswick International Student Program is a program for students ages 11 to 18. And they come from over 30 different countries. And they come, public school students who come to New Brunswick to study, to learn English, to learn about our culture, to have a new experience. This whole idea of summer camp started, I believe in March, when we kind of realized that we were going to have a large group of students with us again for another summer. We had students with us last summer, and we had originally tried to get a summer camp off the ground last summer, but because of COVID, it wasn't in the same capacity or for the same reasons. We were hoping to have inbound students coming into a summer camp, and that got put on the shelf really quick in March. But then this March of 2021, we realized we're going to have a large group of students who are going to remain with us for the summer again. So we wanted to give them an opportunity to have a new camp experience and be able to be with friends, meet new friends, have some New Brunswick and Maritime experiences, and give them an opportunity to be together and have some fun.
So how did it come to be here at Mount Allison?
Well, Mount Allison originally had approached us like early in the new year, and then for the last few months Andy and I have been working together to create this project and to get it off the ground, and here we are.
Okay.
And I guess it's a pretty good central location if you're heading around the Maritimes.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great location for sure. The campus, the beautiful campus. The weather has been great for the most part. There's lots of things to enjoy here in the Sackville area, and we have gone on a couple of trips to Nova Scotia, which is quite central. Sackville's quite central to the Maritimes in order to do that on day trips. So it's been great.
Like you mentioned, I think that there was going to be some incoming students last year. Like this might be a thing. Like a summer camp like this might be something that happens without COVID. I guess.
That right. Is our goal.
Is there a mix in this group of people who are sort of stranded for the summer and people who are actually coming for the summer?
No, they're all here. They're all students who have been here since February. Mm-hmm. At the most recent.
Yeah.
Some students, like Annie, who has been here for a couple of years, and there's been other students who are here for more than 2 years. So originally, like years ago when the program and the New Brunswick International Student Program started, it was originally scheduled for short term, 3 months, 5 months, a year. But just within the last, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years or so, we have students who are returning. And some students, like Annie, who come in grade 9, and they're here till graduation, and they're here for post-secondary as well. So we have been, a lot of our students from our program are graduating in our New Brunswick High Schools and continuing on to post-secondary. So they're here for, their goal is a long-term goal. So we have some students, like Bennett, who's here until June of next year for a year, and then we have others who might be here just for a short-term language experience and a cultural experience. We also have many students, and the number grows all the time, who have a long-range plan, and their goal is to graduate from high school, go on to university, graduate from a Canadian university, and then immigrate to Canada and become a Canadian citizen.
Okay, so this the International Student Program is sort of like a first step in that direction.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a pathway to do that.
Interesting. Thanks. What's been your favorite activity that you've done this summer with these guys here, Debbie?
Favorite thing. I have a lot of favorites. There's been a lot of fun things to see them do and to participate in. But I think what I enjoy seeing the most is the faces and the connections that they're making with other students. Because I know just from experience and having teenagers myself that, summers it's a great time, but it's a difficult time too for some students because host families are working and they don't have the ability to connect with their friends and be with their friends. So to me, I think the nicest thing for me to see is all of the happy faces as they get up in the morning, they're having breakfast with their friends, and they're connecting with new people that they didn't know before they came to camp. And then when they leave here, they'll have another group of people in Canada that they know and they can connect with, and just the happy faces and the laughter and that kind of thing. It's nice to see.
About how many countries are represented in this program?
In the program, there's over 30 across the world that students will come to Canada and to New Brunswick. But in the camp, I think we have six different nationalities represented. And we have four of them sitting around the table here.
Yeah.
So we have a student from Bangladesh, and we have other students from Japan as well, as the kids have mentioned. So,
So this is an opportunity for them to not just meet Canadians, but also meet people from other countries as well.
Yeah, become a little family. We tend to do that. I mean, the students, would, no matter which community they're in, the international group becomes a little group and of their own and a family kind of network. They look out for each other and help each other out because they're all relatively new when mm-hmm. they start. So they know that feeling of going into a new high school and being the new person and being in a new community and that type of thing. So here we've become a little family as well.
Great. Thank you very much, Debbie.
That was Debbie Walls, the district administrator for the New Brunswick International Student Program. 67 international high school students from 6 different countries are spending their summer break at a camp on the Mount Allison campus in Sackville because pandemic travel restrictions made it difficult for them to return home. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Tuesday, July 20th. As always, for story ideas, tips, or feedback, contact us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.